This recording is a service of the Allen County Public Library's audio reading service. It is specifically designed for and directed to people who have visual, physical, learning, or language challenges to reading traditional printed materials.
Podcast of audio reading service volunteers reading the obituaries from the Journal Gazette is provided by the Allen County Public Library for the sight and print impaired and made available with the permission and cooperation of the Journal Gazette.
We will now read obituaries from the weekend edition of the Journal Gazette for Saturday, October 4th. The following obituaries have been edited. To hear a complete obituary, please call the station at 260-421-1376. Starting in Fort Wayne, John L. Damon, 77, of Fort Wayne, passed away on October 29th. Arrangements by Dio McComb and Sons, Covington Knowles. That was John L. Damon. Charlotte Gensenbach of Fort Wayne peacefully passed away on September 30th at the remarkable age of 97. Charlotte joins her beloved husband, Harold Budd. Her spirited, witty, eclectic personality left a lasting impression on everyone she knew. Though she will be deeply missed on this earth, we take comfort in knowing that she is rejoicing in heaven with all of her loved ones she has joined. Charlotte's legacy continues through her surviving family, including her son, Bill, grandchildren, five great-grandchildren, and two great-great-grandchildren. Per Char's request, private services will be held at a later date. Her burial will be in Lindenwood Cemetery, Fort Wayne. Hockemeyer and Miller Funeral Home is caring for arrangements. And that was Charlotte Grensenbach. Carol Sue Lowry. Carol Lowry, 83, of Leo, passed away on September 27th. Carol graduated from Northside High School. She married her husband, Wayne R. Lowry, on July 22nd, 1961, in Fort Wayne. Carol is survived by her children, Lisa Lowry, Susan Dobbs, Jennifer Hetrick, and Michael Lowry, in addition to four grandchildren. Carol is preceded in death by her husband. Visitation will be on October 7th from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Dio McComb and Sons Funeral Homes, Maplewood Park. A funeral service will be on October 8th at 11 a.m. with visitation 1 hour prior. Burial to follow at Huntertown Cemetery. Memorial donations may be made to Northside High School Alumni Association Scholarship Fund. That was Carol Sue Lauer Lowry.
In staying in Fort Wayne, Donald F. Hayward. Donald Hayward, 89, passed away on September 17th in Fort Wayne. He was born in Angola. Donald was an avid sports lover who enjoyed supporting his favorite Detroit teams. He loved watching IU basketball and always looked forward to filling out his March Madness bracket every year. He went out of his way to make sure his grandkids and great-grandkids were loved and even spoiled. Donald is survived by his two daughters, Denise Hayward, Jan Hayward, five grandkids. A celebration of life will be held on October 19th at Fort Wayne Turner's at 1 p.m. Memorials may be made to the honor flight of Northeast Indiana Shepherd's House, Fort Wayne. That was Donald F. Hayward. Dolores Mary D. Marbaugh. Dolores Mary Marbaugh, 100, of Fort Wayne, passed away on September 29th. Dolores' family immigrated to the United States from Guadalajara, Mexico, around 1917. Dolores grew up during the Depression and helped her family harvest sugar beets. She moved to Fort Wayne during World War II, retiring from General Electric in 1986 after 25 years of service. Dolores regretted her family's decision not to send her to high school, so in retirement, she studied for and proudly earned her GED, with her favorite subjects being history and geography. She also enjoyed many hobbies, including crocheting, sewing, quilting, and gardening. Family and her Catholic faith were important to Dolores. Dolores is survived by her three sons, Ralph Vela, Dennis Vela, and Mark Vela, four grandchildren and seven great-grandchildren. She is preceded in death by her second husband, Vern Marbaugh. Funeral service will be at 1 p.m. on October 6th at Covington Memorial Funeral Home. That was Dolores Mary D. Marbaugh.
David M. Perry. David Perry, 84, of Fort Wayne, passed away on September 28th. David lived a full life, dedicating many years to working in general labor within the manufacturing industry. He was a proud veteran, having served in the U.S. Army. His time in service and the values he carried from it shaped the man he became. On June 10, 1967, he married the love of his life, Marcia S. Perry. He is survived by his children, Lisa Bryant, Robert O'Leary, Michael O'Leary, Catherine Fisher, Patricia Berghoff, Susan O'Leary, Anita Chapel. He is also survived by 17 grandchildren and 26 great-great-grandchildren, one great-great-grandson, as well as a sister, Mary Naraki. David was preceded in death by his wife, Marcia. A funeral mass will take place at St. Therese Catholic Church on October 8th at 10 a.m. There will be an hour prior for visitation. He will be laid to rest at the Catholic cemetery with a graveside service that will include military honors by the U.S. Army. A public visitation will be held at Divine Mercy Funeral Home, Lake Avenue, October 7th from 5 to 7 p.m. Memorial contributions may be made to Bishop Luer's High School football program. That was David M. Perry. Dean Peter Stanley. Dean Stanley of Indianapolis died on September 28th. Dean is survived by his children, Dean Stanley and Nancy Cassip. He has 11 grandchildren, 8 great-grandchildren, and 3 sisters, Jerry Prisloff, Karen Harbeck, and Marjorie Schmidt. Dean was preceded in death by his beloved wife of 63 years, Marna Stanley. Dean worked at International Harvester Navistar International Transportation Corporation starting in 1959 as a test engineer and retired in 1997 as Corporate Vice President, Quality Management and Technology, and also Executive Officer. He was also the IPFW Interim Dean, School of Business and Management Sciences. Dean enjoyed a comfortable 28-year retirement with traveling, woodworking, photography, golf, reading, and sports. He prayed the rosary and liturgy at the hours every day. A funeral service was held for Dean on October 3rd at 11 a.m. at the Crown Hill Funeral Home Gothic Chapel. That was Dean Peter Stanley.
Richard A. Kinsel. Richard Kinsel, 62, of Fort Wayne, passed away on September 23rd. Arrangements by Midwest Funeral Home. That was Richard A. Kinsel. Linda Lou Wright Tilghman. Linda Lou Tilghman, that's spelled T-I-L-G-H-M-A-N, of Fort Wayne, died unexpectedly September 30th. She attended East Noble High School. Linda briefly attended Ball State University before marrying her lifelong partner, Jim Tilghman, in 1973. She later earned her associate's degree in nursing at IPFW. Linda spent her entire career in the healthcare field, from working as a nursing assistant at McRae Hospital to doing skills testing for certified nursing assistants for the state of Indiana. In between, she was a registered nurse at McRae and Parkview Noble. She also was the first director of nursing at Kendallville Manor with her best friend, Jane Launt, started CPR, Inc. Her last full-time role was teaching CNA and health occupations students for Impact Institute in Kendallville for 16 years. Linda was an outdoor gal and was an accomplished softball player, earning all-star recognition in Muncie. Linda is survived by her husband, Jim, son, Sean Tilghman, stepsister, Jane Russell, and stepbrother, Gail Bainbridge, sister-in-law, Diana Meschenberger, and brother-in-law, Barry Tilghman, Aunt Jane Koch, and grandpuppy, Kaya, at home. Visitation will first be on October 6th at D.O. McComb & Sons Funeral Home, Covington Knolls, from 5 to 8 p.m. On October 7th, additional visitation will start at noon, followed by a time of sharing of memories to begin at 1 p.m. at the funeral home. Burial to follow at Covington Memorial Gardens. Memorial donations may be made to the Noble County Community Foundation for the Linda Tillman Healthcare Scholarship. That was Linda Lou Tillman.
And continuing in Fort Wayne, Marcel Carbeck. Marcel Carbeck, 98 of Fort Wayne, passed away on September 29th. She was a member of Holy Cross Lutheran Church. She is survived by her children, Larry Carbeck, Stephen Carbeck, and Luann Nitz, 12 grandchildren, 18 great-grandchildren, and sisters-in-law Ruth Ann Etter and Mary Carbeck. She was preceded in death by her beloved husband, Donald. Funeral services will be had at 11 a.m. on October 8th at Holy Cross Lutheran Church, with visitation 1 hour prior. Visitation will be held from 2 to 4 p.m. and 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. on October 7th at Hockemeyer and Miller Funeral Home. Burial will take place at Concordia Cemetery Gardens. Memorial contributions may be made to Holy Cross Lutheran Church. That was Marcel Carbeck. Nancy L. Till. Nancy Till, 77 of Fort Wayne, died September 30th. She retired as a medical technician from St. Joseph Hospital. Survivors include husband Richard Till, children Christopher Till and Jennifer Dennington, sister Ellen Barrow, 6 grandchildren and 2 great-grandchildren. Funeral mass at 10:30 a.m. October 8th at St. Jude Catholic Church, with visitation from 9:30 to 10:30 in the church. Visitation also Tuesday 4 to 8 p.m. at Divine Mercy Funeral Home, Lake Avenue, with vigil service at 3:30. Burial in St. Vincent de Paul Catholic Cemetery. Memorials to St. Jude Catholic Church. That was Nancy L. Till. Donald Lee Fetcher. Ronald Fetcher, 83, of Fort Wayne, passed away on September 26, peacefully at Lutheran Life Villages. For 32 years, he taught in Fort Wayne Community School System and retired in 1997. Ron, as he was known, was a member of the Northeast Indiana Athletic Officials. Surviving is his wife of 61 years, Karen, a daughter, Christine Fodrica, and 2 grandchildren. A visitation celebrating Ron's life will be held 5 to 7 p.m. October 15th at D.O. McComb and Son Funeral Homes, Lakeside Park. No services. Memorials are to Alzheimer's Research. That was Ronald Lee Fetcher. And finally, in Woodburn, Larry W. Reckweg. Larry Reckweg, 72 of Woodburn, passed away on October 1st. Arrangements by Harper Community Funeral Home, New Haven. That was Larry W. Reckweg from Auburn. That concludes the obituaries from the weekend edition of the Journal Gazette for Saturday, October 4th. To hear a complete obituary, please call the station at 260-421-1376. We will now take a short break and return with the features from the living section.